Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Caboli is picking the Texans. I am picking the Texans, yet Caboli's here saying he trusts Mike Tomlin. Make that make sense.
I don't trust Mike Tomlin. I just said the past failures has nothing to do with today. In my opinion, they have nothing to do with it. You think losing to Baltimore last year has anything to do with this? No.
I think the guy routinely gets absolutely slaughtered in playoff games, and that's part of the calculus here. Absolutely, yes.
But he didn't have Rogue Rodgers before.
That is the best argument that you could make for this being different.
And he didn't have DK Metcalf before, and George Pickens was a nuisance. And the O-line was significantly weaker.
Okay, but you can do this. We can do this all day. The only thing that has been the constant for this 8-year playoff win drought, 3,284 days, is that they've got the same head coach. That has to matter. That's absolutely part of the equation.
But he's been a lot different these last few games, too. They've been going for it on fourth down a lot more. Connor Hayward's now the Steel City tush-push king. They weren't doing that before. They were punting.
Do you happen to know how many playoff teams they won?
They were 1-5 against playoff teams this season.
Mm-hmm. Well, when they played the Colts was a very good team, right?
Yeah, I'll buy that. And Minnesota was better when they played them too.
Yeah,
it's
difficult. But you know what? Another thing's different about them too is over this past, 4 or 5 weeks, they've won games that they might have lost in the past. Baltimore. Easily could have lost that game, right? Detroit easily could have lost that game. And obviously last week easily could have lost that win. So something is different, right?
They have a belief in eight.
That's all. I think that's number 1A, 1B, and 1C, the reason why, because they believe.
The thing that worries me about that is belief can only take you so far. Like he willed them and performed them into the postseason, by the way, he played in that fourth quarter against Baltimore. But they all believed that it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
If you fall behind in this game, all the belief in the world ain't going to get the Steelers from 14-0 or 10-0 down to put up enough points to beat this great Houston defense.
I wouldn't put anything past 8 at this point of his career. Mm. Honestly, I wouldn't.
10 points?
Yep.
I get maybe 14-21, but they get down 10, they won't be able to come back?
Against the best defense in the NFL? Yeah, I would rather that not happen. 412-928-9370. And that's not even a history problem, Mark. Like, you could throw away Tomlin's playoff history. They've been down 10-0 in each of the last two games they've played.
Well, why are they even playing then? They're going to lose
That's the default.
Honestly,
can't debate anymore. Why play the game?
I'm supposed
to give my opinion. You give your opinion.
My opinion.
I think I gave stronger arguments than that you didn't really refute.
Refuted all of them. We can see if people agree or disagree about Tomlin. Let's go to Ron on 79. Hi, Ron.
Hey, how you guys doing? Good morning.
Morning.
Looking at the stats, Houston has played against the elite quarterbacks this year of the NFL. A lot better than Rodgers.
Yeah, that's a fact. And the Steelers' offense against top 12 defenses statistically has averaged 16.5 points per game and 260 yards a game. The thing that would give me some hope is if you get to 16, you still might be able to win this game if the defense shows up. But again, the defense doesn't typically show up for Tomlin in playoff games. RJ and Irwin, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
What's up, RJ?
Not much. I got the Steelers and the Bills in the AFC Championship game.
What gives you faith in the Steelers, RJ?
Oh, Aaron Rodgers, man, he's an elite quarterback. You got DK Metcalf coming back. I mean, you got to run the ball, too. I mean, you got Warren out of the backfield. I got all the proof in Aaron Rodgers in that offense. And you got Cam Hayward playing his best defense. You got Highsmith playing elite on the Russ.
I think Highsmith's been their best defensive player for like a month. Thank you for the call, RJ. What do you think about that, Mark? That's your guy.
I'm still looking at the guy who called before here and said that they played against the elite quarterbacks. I'm looking at these elite quarterbacks of being who's the guy from Riley Leonard? Kenny Pickett, Jacoby Brissett, a half healthy Pat Mahomes, Daniel Jones.
I mean,
I'm still wondering where during this win streak where these great quarterbacks have been.
They beat Kansas City on the road at Arrowhead when Kansas City had Mahomes and was still in the thick of it.
And that team was just a shell of himself.
They were still in it at that point, Mark. You just made that argument for the Colts. It's not who you play. It's when you play. They're playing.
Well, I'm just telling you what the caller said. They've played the elite quarterbacks. They played Cam Ward twice. I mean, let's.
So I guess it doesn't matter that Josh Allen had 253 yards and two interceptions against them and got sacked eight times. Like that doesn't matter. We're just cherry picking.
Yes, we are. What about Trevor Lawrence? He showed what he can do.
In that game?
No, last night, yesterday.
Do these playoffs not seem like way more wide open than they used to?
Absolutely.
I mean, there used to be just two or three powerhouses you knew were going to find their way close to, if not in the AFC Championship, and now you have...
You had Brady and the Pats forever, and then you had the Chiefs and Mahomes and Reed forever, and
look, now teams like the Carolina Panthers are competitive. You don't think the Steelers have a shot? They're better than those guys.
Recently,
it's actually a black mark against the Steelers that a team that's 8-9 can go up against one of the best teams in the NFL and hang in there. And the Steelers have been outscored by at least 21 points at one point or another in all of these six playoff games.
But this year's this year.
Yeah, but sometimes you just match up well against certain teams. And it looks like the Panthers had the Rams' numbers. I mean, they beat them a couple weeks ago. That doesn't really mean much.
It means the playoffs are wide open. That's what it means.
Well, the playoffs are wide open because, like you said, Kansas City's gone. Detroit, who has been there the past couple years, are gone. Green Bay never made it.
They did. They just lost to Chicago.
Well, they're an 8-9 team, I believe.
No, they had a winning record.
I mean, the Bengals, the Ravens. Who had the winning record?
Green Bay.
Or they're 9-8.
What are you even talking about over there?
What's Green Bay ended up? 9-8-1, 8-9-1?
They had a tie there, yeah.
Yeah, well.
412-928-9370. I'm a big subscriber, typically, to if you get in, it's a one game, it's a matchup thing, anything can happen, fine line between drinking wine and squashing grapes, and if my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But the Steelers have been the exception to that over the last 8 years. Like, even Skylar Thompson against the Buffalo Bills a few years ago had them in a competitive playoff game. Mm-hmm. Like, the Steelers get in and they get crushed. If they weather the first quarter, the Steelers, now I'll start to believe. But they haven't done that in a damn decade.
Your losing streak in the playoffs, which one was the worst in your mind?
Oh.
Mine's easy.
It's got to be Cleveland.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, your head coach was in his basement.
Yeah, that hasn't aged well.
Yeah, no.
No, that was bad at the time.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And people use it as a defense of Tomlin. Like, well, there was a snap over the head, and they got out to this loss. They got out to the bad start in this loss because of this, and this one because of this. It's the popcorn variety of it that makes me blame nobody more than the head coach. Of course, Pouncey's got to make a better snap. Of course, Ben's got to fall on the football. You know, you don't lose these games if you don't have considerable errors made by the guys who step between the white lines. But if you get out to a 21-point deficit in every playoff game, and the head coach is the same head coach, I just can't listen to any argument that thinks he doesn't have something to do with it.
I just don't think this game has anything to do with any of that.
Okay, what about the last two?
You're going to kick the ball off, and it's going to be like, how are we going to get a first down? How are we going to score? It's not going to be Mike Tomlin thinking, gosh darn it, I've lost six playoff games in a row. We haven't... You know, Blake Bortles lit me up. LeGarrette Blount lit me up in 2017.
No, he's not thinking about
it. I just don't think that even plays into this at all.
So I'm lost on why the track pass. Record doesn't matter.
Track record this year, these past four or five games when they got off to slow starts.
What's the best defense they played? What's the best defense they played in that stretch? Cleveland. They scored 6 points. Sal and Cranberry, good morning.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Hey, Crowley, you're kind of switching up on us here a little bit because, you know, last week you were saying about, oh, well, the Steelers can't win a playoff game in, you know, the last however many years, and you were saying, being so optimistic, saying, well, essentially we did win a playoff game because it was win or go home versus the Ravens, and now you're saying the opposite.
He can't make up his mind.
I'm not saying the opposite. It wasn't a playoff game. I mean, it was a good step. It's why I think they could be competitive. But I'm not picking them to win a playoff game until they do it. I don't think they deserve it. They don't deserve to be given any benefit of the doubt.
I think you just have a defense mechanism going on here.
Maybe.
I think that's what it is.
I'll be there tonight swinging my terrible towel, drinking some icy lights.
Man,
Crowley and I did a huge flip because I was the one saying when they were going into the Ravens game, I said, yeah, they're not going to.
I picked them to beat Baltimore.
I don't think they're going to win a playoff game.
I picked him to beat the Ravens.
Well, if he picks him to lose.
He came in today pretty anxious. Like, he started
he picks
the show
him to
pretty
lose tonight, Harry.
Pretty anxious.
And they lose, he'll be like, I told you. But they win it. Rogers.
Can you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Okay, good. Okay, so he's good.
Your mouth's moving, so I can hear you. Oh. But actually, my headphones are working right now.
Oh, good.
So
great.
I don't want to move very much.
Yeah, I agree with Mark, though. You can't. Like, I based their playoff record last season and like the previous seasons on how they did in the regular season too and what tendencies they had. And they did a lot of the same things in the regular season that ended up killing them when they got to the playoffs.
Oh, do you mean like falling behind by double digits after the first quarter like they have the last 2 weeks?
Well, have they fallen behind in this playoff game yet?
Oh, okay.
No.
Why are you so negative? 'Cause
it hasn't started yet.
412-928-9370. Why am I so negative? The Steelers haven't won a playoff game in 3,284 days. Anybody who's positive hasn't been paying attention.
Does that count off season? Five. They got Rogue Rogers.
412-928-9370, who's also 2-4 in his last six playoff games, but hey, who's counting? Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
One more thing. Wait. We're talking to the guy, Caboli, that was trying to boycott chicken wings 2 years ago to help inspire Steelers win against the Buffalo Bills. That's why I'm surprised, honestly, that you're not more.
Did you really?
He did. He was like, let's boycott wings because Buffalo. And, you know, and then they lost that game. But I'm just confused that this is the best chance they have to win a playoff game, I think, in so long, too. They're doing different things this season, and Crowley's like, no, they're not going to do it. I think he actually thinks they're going to, and he doesn't want to have hope.
Defense making.
That's the difference this season, is he knows that there's hope. He just doesn't want to admit it.
They are plus 5,000 to win the Super Bowl. By far the worst odds. They're an underdog in this game. And
even worse than the Panthers?
We're not talking about the Super Bowl.
They're eliminated, Harry.
I know, but I mean,
and
like,
a texter even writes in, why is Harry talking so much?
Because Harry is a legend.
If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
Harry Callis is back. It's the playoffs, man. Let's go and take a look at the week's recap. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rogers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, steel curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
The Steelers want to forget what gave us a chuckle.
If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
But he's right. They just have to score the most points. There's no more room to disappoint. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rogers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, steel curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
Pomp thinks the Steelers are really in sync.
This game is going to not be as close as people think.
This is a different team. Can't you feel it? Perhaps the AFC? The Steelers will steal it. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rogers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, steel curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
Stefanski's gone. John's gone. Tomlin's not. So there's a chance for a new age to dawn where the Steelers are a playoff threat again. No more pretend. Don't bend. Let's make it to the end. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rogers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, steel curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
The efforts of Aaron Rodgers is always helpful. He's just got a unique resume, a unique talent, a unique thirst for significant moments, and I'm never surprised when he smiles in the face of adversity and delivers for us as he did on Sunday night. I'm so thankful for that.
I'm telling you right now, if I'm walking around tailgates today, and I will be, and I don't hear that bumping all across the Acrisure Stadium parking lots, I'm going to lose my mind. That's got to be right up there with Renegade, with the Here We Go song. Yeah. It's got to be up there with Black and Yellow. So, and the Steelers polka.
So what you're saying, you got Wiz Khalifa, you got Roger Wood, what was the other one you named?
Steelers polka.
Oh, Sticks and Harry Callis. You know, it sounds about right.
It's available for download wherever you get your podcast. No ads, nothing.
Yeah, Jimmy Pohl. Jimmy Pohl, he did the Steelers polka.
You know, why does Roger Wood get all the love? Why doesn't Harry Callis get some?
That's what we're trying to change around here. I want to be, like, when I'm driving out of the game, I'm playing that bleep on repeat with the windows down, baby.
Yeah, because you're featured in it.
That's right. 412-928-9370 if you want to weigh in on Steelers-Texans. Here's a
Are you excited?
Of course I'm excited.
You just don't think they're going to win.
Yeah, being a fan doesn't mean that you think your team's going to win every game.
But don't you want to believe that they'll win and have...
No, I want to believe what's right.
I mean, you're just being a Debbie Downer.
You picked the Texans, Mark! So here's a big stat for the game. Texans, plus 78 in the fourth quarter. You tell me if this has any effect. Because this didn't happen 8 years ago. This is this season. The Steelers have allowed 174 points in the fourth quarter. That is the most of any playoff team in the history of the sport. That's horrendous. We saw it against the Lions. We saw it against the Ravens. Now, you've got Rogue Rogers, so you were able to fight them off and fend them off. But the Steelers' defense has not been the same as the game goes on. I think keeping the football matters a lot. I mean, that's been a huge stat for them down the stretch. They hadn't won time of possession until like the last 6 weeks, and they do it every week now.
Yeah, I don't think we can argue that they're going to have to play near flawless. I mean, to have a chance to be able to win this game. So all those things are going to have to be better. The fourth quarter, the opening 15 minutes, running the ball, blocking the edge guys. So, I mean, let's not blind ourselves to the facts here that Houston's probably, and well, more definitely, a better team on paper. But that's proven in the past with your six playoff losses in a row that a lot of times the better teams don't win.
Well, the better team beat the Steelers in what, four out of the six?
I wouldn't say Jacksonville. I wouldn't say Cleveland, but probably the rest, right?
I wouldn't say Cleveland either, although they put the fear of God into Kansas City the next week. And I'll tell you what, that Jacksonville team probably should have beat the Patriots.
Like Bortles.
Blake Bortles.
I can't remember what happened last week, and you want me to remember what happened 9 years ago?
Now you got your blinders up. You don't want to unpack baggage onto other people's beds or whatever the hell it was Tomlin said.
What?
We got
That's the component of all this.
We've got a special edition of Odds and Ends with Mark Caboli coming up next, but we'll take a couple of calls first. Tim in Wexford, who's now fired up because of Harry Callis's rap. What's up, Tim?
Okay, I think you're really being a crepe hanger about all this, and I just want to go into this. I was alive and listened to the blacked out game for the Immaculate Reception.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You can't speak this stuff into existence like that the way you're doing it. Things happen. When Vanderjack missed that field goal and Roethlisberger made that tackle on Nick Harper, you knew the Steelers were going to win. Okay? I'm 68 years old, man. I've seen it all. Okay? I'm telling you, I'm believing that the Steelers can win this game outright.
Let's go, Tim. All right. Yeah, I hope you're right, Tim. I hope you're right.
He's seen it all except, you know, maybe one or two.
He's seen every playoff win.
Well,
I heard, at least.
I was going to make some kind of pirate reference, but we're staying positive today.
Well, we're not really, though, because we both picked the Texans.
Well, you more than anything else. You know my reason why, but we can't unpack the sausage. What do you call it? Show how the sausage.
We've had some.
Unpack the sausage.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're talking about that running back tandem of Chubb and Woody in the backfield for Houston again there, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Brandon in Youngstown, Ohio. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Great.
Just real quick, just want to get your guys' thoughts. I know you guys are realists about tonight. I do feel good about tonight. Maybe I'm just on a high.
Quick, Brandon, and I'll, of course, let you finish, but there's no guarantee that we're right. I mean, the Steelers could absolutely win the football game. And I would tell our last caller, I'm not playing. Like, he made it seem like I could speak this loss into existence. If only I had that kind of power with my rhetoric. Right. Anyhow, go ahead, Brandon.
No, yeah, absolutely. I do think they get it done tonight. I think it'll be a close game. You know, all the things that we're, you know, kind of everyone's on the same page with. It'll be another slow start, I'm sure, and just that kind of typical Steelers game. But I also wanted to give a little just insight too. So I don't want to get ahead of myself, but if the Steelers do end up getting a win tonight, from what I saw yesterday, and I know what we did to them early on in the year, New England doesn't scare me as much as I initially thought they would. You know, seeing the game last night, I feel if we can get it done tonight, I actually feel pretty good about going into New England. Just didn't know what you guys thought about that.
If they get it done tonight, I'll feel pretty good about New England too. Yeah, I will.
Well, that's our house of horrors, though, right?
It is.
Although they won one, maybe
0-7. I hate that team, that organization, those fans. More than I love the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I love the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They are probably the most annoying fan base in NFL.
My dad used to work at the big Boston company. It's now escaping me, but he worked and he would travel to Boston all the time. He's like, they're a bunch of jackasses, just terrible people.
They do have a name for him, but Harry will have to dump you.
He would. I once heard Phil Bork.
Oh.
Be called that, and he did not take all that kindly to him.
Well, I wouldn't mess with Borky.
I would not either. Well, he's one of my favorite people. Coming up next, a special playoff edition of Odds and Ends with Mark Caboli.
The Steelers, black and the gold.
Here we go.
This town of Pittsburgh's heart and soul.
Here we go.
The Steeler Nation has the best fans. We are from Pittsburgh, the six-time Super Bowl champ.
Here we go. Here we go.
Texter writes in, Crowley should just stay home tonight. Sounds like he's going to watch the game with a hand over one of his eyes. Oh, no. You know, when they're getting ready to kick that ball off, I'm going to think the Steelers are winning by a million. That's how I feel when I get into the stadium for a big game every time. You talk yourself into it. You ready for some odds and ends, Caboli?
I'm just thinking when a long time ago when I was actually a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. In some way, I missed that.
When did you stop? I guess when you started writing.
Yeah, I mean, once you're part of it so long, it's the last thing you want to do is, you know, some things you see, some things you know, you're like, man, I don't really care about winning and losing. Let me get this done and move on with life.
When I worked with the team and I was there every day, I didn't care as much because you're around it too much.
Yeah.
And it's not like I haven't traipsed on down there every now and again, but it's different in my current capacity. I want them to win. Of course I do.
Yeah, my problem
is...
And they got a shot.
Make some noise.
My problem is it sometimes trickles down to the Pirates and the Penguins as well. It's like, I don't care.
When you do this, like, the team I love the most is West Virginia because they're not affiliated with what we do, and you know that. But when it's it's playoff time, baby. You got to get jacked up. Even though I think they're going to lose. All right, are you ready for odds and ends?
Oh, let's do it.
We do it different without Doran because we can't do it the same because Doran, well, he's the inventor, so he's going to do it his way. We'll do it a different way. What do you think Rodgers' stat line needs to look like if they're going to win?
No interceptions.
Yep.
240, maybe 65 to 70% completion percentage. Not necessarily a touchdown or multiple touchdowns, but... one would be nice. I don't think he has to put up crazy numbers.
I think the two biggest stats with him, and I think you're right on. How many times is he sacked, and how many picks? And if you can keep the number to three or under in terms of sacks, and he doesn't throw any interceptions, I think you got a chance to be in this thing at the end.
And what he's been good at is when he does take sacks, they aren't 10, 12 yards. They're 3 yards, 4 yards. That allows that next play to be somewhat attainable.
You need to be in third in manageable situations. The one area where Houston's defense has kind of struggled is they're slightly worse than middle of the pack against running backs catching the football. Mm-hmm. They give up about 35 yards per game to running backs, which doesn't sound like a lot, but they're the 13th worst in all of football defending that. And that, I mean, there's no cracks. Well, you can comb over all their statistics. I think they're 19th and 20th in explosive pass plays allowed in terms of yards and completions, so there would be another crack. But I think you kind of need to nickel and dime them to sleep, and then you got to take a couple shots downfield, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, there's no cracks until there's cracks, right? Your foundation looks good until you're like, hey, what is that? So there's always, just because it's happened in the past doesn't mean it's going to happen currently. So you have to keep that in mind too, I believe.
What do you think Gainwell's numbers need to look like?
I think he needs to have a monster game.
I think he needs to be their best offensive player, not named Rodgers.
Seven catches, eight catches.
Yeah.
You know, third downs, something like that. 7 for 45. I would even take that, convert a couple third downs, and even running the ball a little bit. So if he can, if he somehow pushes 100 total yards running and catching, they'll win. I think they'd win.
I think it could be a legacy game for Watt, for Hayward. Do you think that Watt gets an elusive playoff sack, of which he's only got one in his career?
Hmm. Yeah, because I don't think those tackles are very good.
They're not.
No.
Your guy, I want to give you props. When everyone was having the Herbig conversation, and he's been good, he's been very good, you said people are sleeping on Highsmith. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, he's been the best of the three this year, Mark.
Yes.
He has been particularly late. I thought he was playing at an all-pro level against the Ravens. He was that good. Now you got to get Lamar on the ground that one play. But Lamar had something to do with it too. He's been that good.
Yeah, he's been – I mean, it's just not been a couple games. It's been a couple months now. And as long as he stays healthy. But, hey, Herbig hasn't been healthy all of his career either. So I don't know why we don't apply that same standard – to each one of them. But, yeah, I mean, Highsmith, you almost have to consider, you know, chipping, doubling Highsmith over Watt, right?
I don't think anybody, I mean, time to time, but I think you, at least this is how I would rationalize it. I can go to sleep at night if Alex Highsmith beats me. I can't go to sleep at night if I don't double team TJ and he beats me.
Yeah, I just want to see, you know, I want to see all three, and I want to see Herbig coming from blitzes up the gut, too. I mean, that seems to – they figured something out. Or not figured it out. It worked last week. Stick to that. That's where you can get some pressure on all three of those guys on the field.
You think you'll see a lot of that?
I think you'll see some of it, yeah. You can't let those – you can't have Herbig on the bench for that amount of time. So you got to put him on the field in some capacity.
When Herbig – came up the middle on that sack. That's as happy as I've been as a Steelers fan in a long time.
Look at the gorgeous. What was it, the second to last play where Lamar just flung it? I mean, he came straight up the gut there as well. And that, you know, that harkens back to his, is he an inside guy, outside guy coming out of Wisconsin? I mean, it's not easy rushing from the edge than rushing from the inside linebacker off ball position. It's totally two different styles.
We will make our predictions coming up next.
He did.
And give you our player of the game.
You didn't even let me play.
Fam weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 36. Kickoff temperatures 32 degrees. Feels like temps in the low 20s. Gonna be a little wind at Acrisure Stadium. Harry, who wins, Steelers or Texans? Give us a final score.
Oh, thanks for being considerate.
You're welcome.
Including me. 24-20 Steelers over Texans.
Who's your player of the game?
Rogue Rogers.
Rogue Rogers! Caboli, who you got?
The Houston Texans will win this game 21-18. A game-winning field goal by blah, 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 Fairburn.
Man, right through your heart if that happens.
Yes, because I call it like it is. I'm not a homer like Harry Callis.
I'm not a homer either.
You're a hater.
I have been picking Houston all day long. But you know what? You know what?
Here we go.
You know what? Dome teams.
Here we go.
The last 10 years in sub 40 degree temps in the postseason. 1-14, baby. Rogue Rogers leads the Steelers to a victory. A total heel turn by Crowley. The Steelers 23-0 on Monday Night Football. The last 34 years. The Texans 0-6 on the road in their playoff history. C.J. Stroud's never won a game below 35 degrees. Underdogs perform very well this weekend. You know what, Caboli? I've changed my mind. Aaron Rodgers leads a game-winning touchdown drive. Steelers 17, Texans 13, and they're off to New England for all the marbles, baby!
And you can thank the text line for that. The text line opinions matter. Crowley read them all.
First of all, you didn't turn heel. You went babyface on that. And number two is, of all the opportunities to play Harry's song, you went with Here We Go.
I was
going to
do that next. Harry's song was too long. I thought I was going to do a soliloquy there.
That anthem is longer than my song by like half.
I know that's the point. That's the point. I thought I needed more room there. Then you guys kept interrupting me.
Flip flop Crowley.
Steelers victorious over the Texans, and we'll talk about it tomorrow at 5:40. We will allow Nicholas Harry Callis to play you into the Starkey Show next.
If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
Harry Callis is back. It's the playoffs, man. Let's go and take a look at the week's recap. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rodgers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, steel curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
The Steelers want to forget what gave us a chuckle.
If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
But he's right. They just have to score the most points. There's no more room to disappoint. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rodgers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, steel curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
Pomp thinks the Steelers are really in sync.
This game is going to not be as close as people think.
This is a different team. Can't you feel it? Perhaps the AFC? The Steelers will steal it. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rodgers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, steel curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
Stefanski's gone. John's gone. Tomlin's not. So there's a chance for a new age to dawn where the Steelers are a playoff threat again. No more pretend. Don't bend. Let's make it to the end. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rodgers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, steel curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
The efforts of Aaron Rodgers is always helpful. He's just got a unique resume, a unique talent, and a unique thirst for significant moments. And I'm never surprised when he smiles in the face of adversity and delivers for us as he did on Sunday night. And so thankful for that.